softer sales of U.S. red meat exports and lower outside markets helped weigh on cattle futures and cash prices Thursday. Frozen food consumption is on the rise. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 3rd of May. The AMS reporter on hand for Thursday's sale at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota may have done the best job summing up markets on Thursday, explaining that lower cash sales of fed cattle combined with the downward trending futures is causing much uncertainty among cattle feeders. Apparently, technical pressure, borne by recent bearishness, was behind the hard drop in feeder cattle futures, which pressured live cattle in turn. It didn't help that early support in lean hog futures faded through the session. Net U.S. pork sales for April 19th to the 25th of 16,100 metric tons were 4% less than the previous week and 59% less than the prior four-week average, that according to the weekly export sales report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Net U.S. beef export sales continued softer as well, with 10,600 metric tons being 54% less than the previous week and 50% less than the prior four-week average. Except for 20 cents lower in spot June, live cattle futures closed an average of 96 cents lower, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.99 lower. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and sharply lower on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.42 lower Thursday afternoon at $228.80 a hundredweight. Select was $2.42 lower at $215.08. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to 2 cents higher through near Dease and then fractionally lower to 3 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 7 to 8 cents lower. Calf and feeder cattle prices continued to trend mainly lower at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $1 to $4 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,978 head. Feeder heifers sold steady to $1 lower. Steer calves traded $3 to $4 lower, while heifer calves sold steady to $4 lower. Through mid-session at Pratt Livestock Auction in Kansas, feeder steers were selling $1 to $4 lower. There are instances of $8 lower for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 750 were trading steady to $2 higher, but $1 to $4 lower at 800 to 900 pounds. There are an estimated 3,200 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 6.5 to 1,000 pounds sold $3 to $8 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower. Feeder heifers traded $3 to $8 lower, except for steady to $2 lower at 600 to 650 pounds and at 700 to 750 pounds. There are 2,802 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower again on Thursday, with follow-through pressure from the Fed's decision to leave the federal funds rate unchanged on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 122 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 12 points. Incidentally, Beyond Meat, Incorporated, a plant-based fake meat company, went public on Thursday, launching its IPO at $25 a share on the NASDAQ. The price soared to $65.75 by the close of the day. Demand for speed and convenience continue to shift consumer eating patterns, according to two recent reports from the NPD Group. For instance, consumers are including frozen foods in 2% more at-home meals than a decade ago. That amounted to 9.8 billion at-home eating occasions last year. According to David Portalatin, NPD food industry advisor and author of Eating Patterns in America, demographic shifts like millennials moving into the busiest times of their lives, juggling spouses, kids, and a career, are fueling a greater need for the convenience that frozen foods offer. He adds that manufacturers are also doing their part, increasing interest in frozen foods by innovating around contemporary food values and emerging flavor trends to provide convenience. Likewise, the fast casual restaurant category continues to grow. The definition of fast casual varies, but tends to include restaurants such as Five Guys, Shake Shack, and even Starbucks. Specifically, the number of fast casual chain restaurants rose by 1% to 25,312 total units based on NPD's fall of 2018 recount restaurant census. In the year ending in February of this year, compared to a year earlier, fast casual customers increased their visits by 3%, while traffic for the total quick service restaurant category increased by 1%, and total U.S. food service traffic remained flat. Fast casual restaurants represent 8% of total quick service visits, according to NPD, whereas traditional quick service restaurants represent 75% of the traffic. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 3rd of May. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.